Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health. We're going to be joined by Michael Kroll, MD, who uses hypnosis for weight reduction, smoking cessation, pain control, and personal growth and happiness. Dr. Kroll has been practicing ophthalmology since 1968. He became a certified hypnotherapist in 1977 and opened a private hypnotherapy practice in Woodstock, Georgia in 2009. Dr. Kroll, welcome to It's Your Health.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here.
How are
Good morning.
It's
wonderful in Georgia.
Oh, how's the weather there? Is it humid?
No, it's very nice. It's a dry day today, and it's a little chilly for Georgia. It's in the low 70s.
Oh, boy, that sounds wonderful. All right, now you've been practicing ophthalmology for over 40 years. Now, how did that prepare you for hypnosis?
Well, the practice of medicine prepared me by being aware of how to deal with patients, the method of being ethical, the method of relating to the patient's needs, and just dealing with people for that whole time. I've used hypnosis during that entire time, just in everyday talk and everyday speech. When I speak to the patients, I use a technique of speaking and a method of speaking that does have some hypnotic tendencies to it in terms of helping them relax.
Now, did you actually hypnotize some patients for certain procedures, like a needle? Because you're an ophthalmologist, so any sort of uncomfortable procedures involving the eye, would you actually hypnotize them to get them to relax?
Yes, I utilized it mostly for treating people who had headaches, especially young people, so they did not get caught into the medicine cabinet treatment of headaches. But I have used it for anesthesia, and in fact had one patient that we did an entire lid procedure using just hypnosis for anesthesia. And it's also very good in terms of people preoperatively, if they're going to have major surgery, we will do a session getting them ready for the surgery, and people that have gone through it say it makes their surgery much easier without all the anxiety they thought they might have had they not gone through the hypnosis session.
Now tell us briefly, what is hypnosis?
Hypnosis is probably best thought of as an altered state of consciousness. You are totally awake. The paradigm is that your brain is set up into a subconscious and a conscious. The conscious is what makes you do things that you are thinking about doing every day. The subconscious is there to carry on all of the maintenance characteristics of your body, and the subconscious is also there to protect your conscious. In hypnosis, we are able to disassociate the two just by talking to you and allow the subconscious to be talked to directly. When the subconscious is talked to directly, it thinks the instructions that it's getting are coming from within itself and can therefore change what's going on. Mm-hmm. Pretty much like if the subconscious was afraid of going into an airplane and was then convinced with talking that it was safe to go in an airplane. From then on, it would be safe to go in an airplane.
Is that is that something that you've done for people?
Oh, yes, all the time. And what's nice about hypnosis is it's painless. It's very relaxing. The results are usually immediate. Most of the patients that we treat are not long-term patients. They're one or two encounters, and they're finished.
Wow.
Our smoking cessation, for instance, is usually one session.
One session? That's incredible.
And if I've been searching the literature for results other than the hypnosis literature, which, of course, has about 150% success, but I've gone into the medical literature, and it's in all of the articles that you can find, it's 15 to 20% more effective than any other method, and it's about 500% more effective than using any of the drugs, such as nicotine patches or gum.
Now, how long is a session for a smoking cessation treatment?
A smoking cessation will be anywhere from 45 minutes to 90 minutes, depending upon the particular situation of the patients. But most of them run between an hour and 15 minutes.
Now, you mentioned, obviously, we talked about the planes. Now, what other fears do you work with?
I work with virtually anything that is bothering the person. Public speaking, which, by the way, is the number one fear of people in the United States.
Really?
Speaking, yeah. I know that doesn't bother you because you're a talk host.
When I was a child, though, it really did. I would turn bright red when someone said hi. So luckily, I got over that. But anyway, so fear of public speaking, you work on that. Is that a one session also?
Most of these are one session. Very, very few times do we go more than two sessions for anything. And that includes weight loss.
So really?
I'll get that in just a second.
Okay, great.
But any of the things which you might consider a phobia is what I take care of. Fear of going out in public, just learning to relax, people who have headaches, people who want to be better, find more ease at studying, any of those, what you would call the everyday, quote, minor fears that keep us from doing what we're doing. Also, we do get into some of the more major things like agoraphobia, the fear and flight reactions that you get when you want to go outside. In my own practice, I do not treat drug addicts. I do not treat alcoholics. I do not treat people with severe psychological problems that need a better psychotherapy. You could consider what I do to be behavior modification using hypnosis as the mechanism.
Well, could you use hypnosis to get folks who are addicted maybe to a calmer place or help with anxiety, even if you're not able to treat the addiction?
We could definitely help and people learn to relax. The thing about hypnosis, the thing about any therapy, in my opinion, is that the person has to truly desire to change their behavior.
Okay. So if somebody really wants to change, then if someone drinks and they want to change, then you can possibly at least help with the first initial steps of getting them calmer and ready to get treatment.
That is correct. The
problem
is that people come in and say, I want to quit smoking, and they really don't want to quit smoking.
Yeah.
Or not be successful.
Okay. And that actually makes me think of, can anyone be hypnotized? Because if somebody says, I want to be, but if they have sort of a block in their head and thinking, oh, this isn't going to work, or I'm too wound up, how does that work?
Well, about 85% of people are easily hypnotized. All they have to do is the desire to wish to be hypnotized, because all of hypnosis is self-hypnosis. The hypnotist doesn't do anything to the client. The hypnotist merely guides them to make their subconscious open for to be available. There are 15% of people who will call analytical people who want to know exactly what's going on with everything, and their conscious mind is constantly evaluating. And what we do with those people is we give their conscious mind a task to perform while we speak to the unconscious.
Real interesting. Like what? Can you give us an example?
Well, I might, in a session, instead of having you do what you think of as the traditional relaxation and listen to my voice, is I would give your conscious mind a task, say, imagine there's a whiteboard in front of you and you're going to write the name of every girl's name you can possibly think of that begins with the letter A, put it in a box. After you write it, erase each one, don't erase any of the box, and then pick out your favorite name and write it down on another list, and then go back and start with B. And your conscious mind has to keep doing that. And while it's doing that, your subconscious is available to talk to.
That is so interesting. Now, before we get into weight reduction, I did want to ask you a little bit about pain management. I actually have somebody emailed in and, you know, they saw that you were coming on the program and they said, you know, that they have fibromyalgia and they have a lot of pain and they were wondering if hypnosis could help them. And also if you do it over the phone or if someone needs to actually go to see you in Georgia.
Well, that's a couple of questions.
Yes, it is.
The main thing that we do in terms of pain management and in any of these, actually, it's almost the exact same script for everybody with all of the problems, and that is to go back and undo certain things that have happened in your life that you can change the way they happened and the outcome and therefore change the reality for today.
Mm.
And what we do with pain management is we teach you how to get into a place of comfort. And this is what we do, the time-honored relaxation techniques for guided imagery. And we use a guided imagery to take you to a place of comfort and allow your mind to get there anytime you want with the signal.
Oh.
So we don't even really deal directly with the pain itself, we deal with the overall relaxation.
Okay, so then it can be any, it doesn't really matter what the pain is from then. I mean, it doesn't.
What the pain is from. Specifically, there, one of the techniques, one of the things that happens in hypnosis is that your body can become numb. But those are only effective while you are in hypnosis. So it is possible if someone has a severe pain somewhere that we can make that part of their body feel numb and then enable them to get there while they're consciously awake by creating a signal that will bring that numbness on.
Okay. And then the other parts of my question were, do you work with people over the phone, or how does that work if someone wanted to work with you and they weren't in Georgia?
We have available some general CDs that you can buy and listen to that are not specific for you, but would be a general type of a CD that you would purchase, and we would have it on the subject that you want. And most of the CDs are a light hypnotic trance that you go into, and then a guided imagery for relaxation, and then a mention of some ways of changing, a general metaphor for things that are going on in your life. And in fact, we have some CDs that are appropriate for, and you'll, this may sound funny, but appropriate for any of the problems that you're having, because we use a lot of metaphor in our hypnotic technique, and that's applicable to anything that's going on.
Okay. Now, we only have a few minutes left, so I'd like, and we're going to get your website and your contact information at the end of the program, but can you talk to us about weight reduction, which I have a lot of shows about weight loss, and it's a really, important topic.
I'll try to give it to you in a nutshell. As you know, there are only three things that can happen to your weight. You can stay the same, gain weight, or lose weight. And I think there is no question whatsoever with every expert you talk to that if you eat more than it takes to run your body, you're going to gain weight. And if you eat less than it takes to run your body, you're going to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
So I do not get into what you eat. I get into how you eat.
Oh,
and
okay.
It's behavior modification to teach you ways to eat that you will eat less than you are now eating. And it'll enable you to go on for the rest of your life to do so. We never use the word diet, because diet sounds like punishment, and nobody wants to go through punishment.
No, diets are no good anyway.
Which rebound when somebody stops a successful program is because now they're free, and their subconscious says, go for it. You know, I've been depriving myself, now I've got to go. We don't particularly get into what you eat. Now, that is a separate matter, and I think it's very important. But I teach you how to eat more sensibly and how to eat less than you need to maintain your body weight, and therefore you'll lose weight.
Now, do you have CDs for this as well?
I do. I have a three CD set that deals exclusively with this that one can purchase on their own for their personal use. In my practice, I don't do individual weight reduction because it's expensive when you come to me for a one-on-one session. So what I try and do is get people together, usually at one of the person's homes, with five or more people, and I can then reduce the cost by, it costs 20% for each of them. And then we go through a session. I have a 14-page workbook that we go on. At the end, you get a CD that you listen to every day. It's a 31-day program. And if you follow it at the end of 31 days, you will have changed your eating habits for the rest of your life.
Wow. That is so cool. And all of these have your wonderful voice on them. Is that correct? Yeah.
All of the CDs have my wonderful voice.
Now, you know, it's funny. I know a lot of people think of hypnosis, you are getting sleepy with the man with the watch and the whole, kind of thing. So I think it's great to have you on and educate people that, you know, it's really going to help people in their lives. I mean, I tend to be a bit on the high strung side, so I'm definitely going to give you a call and get some of your CDs. And if you can give us your contact information, Dr. Kroll.
Well, the easiest way is the name of our business is The Hypnosis Experience.
Okay.
And the website is one word, thehypnosisexperience.com.
Now, was there anything that you wanted to add just before we say goodbye?
Well, I want to add that it's really been a pleasure. I'd love if we have a chance later on to perhaps get into an individual topic, and maybe you can have me back sometime.
Oh, I would love to, Dr. Kroll. It was a pleasure. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. Now, people would like to reach me. They can go to itsyourhealthradio.org, and everyone be sure to get in touch with Dr. Michael Kroll. Now, keep listening, because at 10, we'll be joined by Norman Russo. He's the owner of Fitness Together in Cambridge in the North End in Massachusetts. Everyone have a great week. Keep being healthy. Bye-bye.